That means that you put out all your power.
I'm holding it out by the side of the...
Is it really a 1031? Your volume all the way up.
Okay, next time I shout skip, I have to remember that little suggestion.
He told me that if I keep my volume less than half, a quarter or something like that, he goes, you're lucky if you get out of the wall.
Check, okay, we'll be standing by for a couple seconds.
He also told me that, you know, that it's not too late to leave your volume up all the time. Only leave it up when you're talking, because otherwise you'll interfere with other QSOs. Hey, what?
Hey, Raj.
Yeah.
You should know what they're saying.
I know. You know, what they're saying is, you know, hey, our code, our code. What they're saying is a lot of 1025.
I know.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah, is Bob down
here? Rick, go to 22A.
Hey, is Bob down here?
Raj.
Where'd it go?
Hey, Zaddy.
I mean,
B. A. Rick. Rick. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
No, 5's gonna happen, it's late.
Huh?
1, 2, 3, 4, rather. Those were the good times, though. That's the best part. Whenever I've been.
Rick.
Come on.
Rick.
Oh,
I'm gonna be launching 14, goodbye.
I got a 2, 3, Pat, 3, BM, 3, Rick, 3, Circuit Breaker. If you're out there, we're done. We're going off.
Hey,
I don't know why.
Trees, Joel. Don't think about that Archie too much. Trees.
Rod.
Yeah, Chuck.
Oh. Somebody better not be keying a mic over me. Cause I heard something kick in there. Sound like a mic. Oh, I'll have to talk about them by now. Oh, well. So, Rod, where did you say you want to go tomorrow?
Riding around and no, nobody stepped on you except that mobster base.
Waiting for 2 rings on my landline, Raj.
I know. I got the 14, hold on.
Donnie, in there?
Hello, Donna.
Aw, that's pretty stupid if they're gonna accuse you of being AB when you don't have jail, too.
How the hell am I? Let me put it this way. AB, if you're out there monitoring, that's it, too. In the first place, if you asked AB a logical question, he'd have to answer that question on the spot. And I couldn't be to be played out on if they think it's a tape. How about it, AB? Get me out of this spot, huh?
Rick.
Come on.
Yeah, how about it? Rick, you in there?
Oh.
Check.
No.
Is Rick in here?
These guys, they should have been off the air years ago.
Hey, Rick.
What?
Yeah, bring you back home on a pistol that he... Well, we don't want to get you out, but we'll get you out. Like that. Oh, we just like to really get you out. He's out of his mind. Hey, Pat.
Why is that it?
Mind deteriorated years ago, and he needs a new one.
His eyes squinted out years ago.
And we'll be standing by on 14.
What's going on out there, anyway? We're gone. That's all I know. Okay, threes, Joe.
Get that all at once. Okay, there you got Becca. Well, she does sound good. Wow. So some changes up at the store. You probably won't recognize it when you get up there.
Oh, really? What are you doing?
You know, we threw a couple of 2x4s together and nailed them one on top of the other and made it a little bit bigger.
10-4. I'll have to stop up and see.
Hey, you got a chance to run by there tomorrow, and we're not quite finished yet. We're, you know, still throwing boards together. But it's coming out nice. It's really shaping up good.
All right, good deal. 10-4. Okay. I'll bring a temporary 3 to you. I might get up early enough. And stay Bloomville and have a good day.
Okay there, Chopper. Best of 3s and be careful on the road.
Thanks. All right, 10-4. 3 to you.
Anybody can come in and take a walk. Oh, Christ. You shouldn't say that.
No, Raj. I got 3 good points in my favor. 1. Some other station. Somebody went nuts. No, I don't care what somebody says. That's how I keep doing it. 2. I heard him. And I didn't say it was Bob. I said it was CB.
Yeah.
Exactly the same. 3.
I
know for a fact.
What part of the tape was, Joe Hood from North Shore Park or something like that? Chucky had no say in that. He was trying to get him good with some other group over there.
Or anything. Listen, like, I already thought about that. But heck, if they don't want to believe me, you know, if they don't want to pay any attention to that, let them come over and try to do something about it, and then we'll see how far they get.
Trouble or nothing.
me that I should, you know, that I should tell him off or something, but... I was thinking of that, but then again, I figure, you know, if they want to do something about it, if they think that, you know, I'm doing something wrong, well, I figure let them come and see me. And, you know, he's not too naive, too, you know. He goes, I didn't say it was Bob, I said it was CB.
I know, I'm going back to Georgia. I'll be back.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, how about it, Pat?
Hey, Bray.
Wait, go ahead, Bray.
Hey, Bob.
Did you hear how George is sticking up for Bob?
Hey. Hey, Bray.
Oh, Blake.
Yeah. Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
George is over there telling off Cole.
He is?
Yeah, he's over there. I don't think Sergeant Blake will do something like that, because I know him and he's nice.
Hey, Cole, bro.
Flexion. Oh, forget that. I gotta go to looking both things, deflection. Alright, hang on. I'm not being here, but this thing got a lot of junk. This is about almost 20 years old now. ABS.
See, this guy, I'll give you a real quick minute. I have I can really just wind up, like a rewrite or something like that. This guy, Duncan Patterson, he does imitations of Duck, he knows George and Bruce. One night, he said that he heard Bob Sugarbegan do an imitation of Duck. Somebody blamed this kid, this guy in Patterson, for busting up a cue, so he's doing something and imitating a Duck, so then they blame this guy in Patterson. Well, they say Bob is doing.
Alright,
and
everybody's mad at you.
I had to open his mouth. I said, it was Bob.
Wait for him out, you know. He owes. Oh, well, don't bother me. He didn't take nothing on me.
Yeah, hey, what'd you call?
Hello.
How are you?
Okay, how are you? I'm fine.
Oh, that's nice. Well, goodness. Makes pleasure. Arguments, everything.
Hey.
Oh, my.
Bruce, what?
Blake.
Come on.
Hey, Adrian, go down 1-1.
Hey, Bruce.
Look over.
Did you say I'm dead or Mickey Mouse?
You're dead.
Well, there's only one person, that's Mickey Mouse. Good Mickey. Easy to play toy, that's the way I feel like being right now.
Chuck, Donna said it. She goes, Chuck, if you ever play Bob again like that, you're dead.
No, wasn't her. Sound like Mickey's voice so well. Good Mick. Come on, Mick, let me make an exact time for you to meet me on your street. About 11 o'clock, I gotta go down to the P.O., you know, post office, whatever. Check my box, so, Mouse.
Yeah, I gotta talk to you tomorrow. Just by saying that a few lines, you screwed everything up.
Raj, ask me if I care.
I know you care.
You're nuts. That, you step on me, that will be the day.
Think the day has come.
Roger just wiped you out.
Think the day's probably coming.
Day's finally coming. Tell you, a few more people do what I say. I swear to God, this thing will be a lot clearer.
I have to get a call to
some people.
Yeah, a few people in Garfield.
Good. Tell you, man, we should start a revolt again. None of them ever come on, so don't bother me.
Everybody go to 18, leave them stranded.
Get off the peep, I don't care. That's what, I'm referring to what George says.
Yeah, leave him down there. Who's on his channel now, besides Rick?
I was wondering if it made any difference.
Hey, Pat, channel 18.
Yeah, I don't know
what he said.
He's gonna
get now. Alright, go back and listen to him, man.
What, big season?
Probably got sick and fed up and left, like everybody else should.
Oh,
I thought.
Okay.
He's up on 18, so I think he just left. Just shut the lid off.
Break.
Yeah, no, that one thing in Clovis' story, everything.
You wanna make a bet?
He's a...
down to my 20.
Chuck's a
brute. So, you know.
He's quick to fight anybody.
Yeah.
That's his problem.
That's why I helped Jake harping about it, you know. I see you then, Pat.
Yeah.
anything you say. That's good. Yesterday, almost started. Wait a minute. Yesterday almost started. Maybe CB World War One. Tonight, I hit it. I really do. And sorry, I saw my lawyer. It is a time for
I gotta say something.
You need power to make your point, especially on the air.
And
referring to the knife. Who's gonna do it? Donald Duck? Oh well. You know. It's good, Pat. Very good.
Hey, Chuck. Wait, hold on, Don, Chuck. Wait, hold on, Chuck.
What do you want now?
You keep saying you need power to make your point. You keep saying, if I had my linear. Chuck, when you had that linear, when you got it back from last year, you didn't put it on once in, I think, a week, or once in at least a few days that you had it. I go, Chuck, put it on, let me see it. No, you got TBI. So even if you did have it right now, you'd be afraid to put it on because of TBI. You got neighbors, Chuck. Don't you know you got grumpy neighbors? You couldn't put it on anyway.
Oh, you know, don't get mad on you. I would put it on.
He's a pussy to put that box on.
Well, what happened? Have to get off. It's a big deal. Something next night.
Never had one. Hey, Donna, you'll get it right after COVID.
Not to do. What's the full on? Get off for no reason. But, my man, you know, you throw it on. You wipe out a few people. Good. And I hope, I swear to God tonight, there's a war on the channel. That way, nobody will get through. Everything's going to get through.
Oh, I gotta say something.
She's standing by because she went to go open the door or something. I don't know. But I know she was looking for me. She found me already. Yeah. But you know, thanks a lot, George. I guess he kind of found the opportunity or something. I don't know what. But because evidently he heard me doing Donald Duck once. I think it was over here on this channel or something once. A couple days back, I think, was about. Well, I've done it many times before, you know, but, like, I didn't do it for a long time, you know, and then I did it a couple days ago for the first time again, you know. And, I guess, I don't know, for some reason, I guess somebody seen that opportunity to blame something on me, you know. But, heck, I mean, why would I want to bust up any channel? Why would I want to bust up anybody talking? I got nothing against nobody, you know? I mean, I never start any trouble. Let's put it that way. If, you know, I didn't start it. And, I have nothing against nobody. I don't have no grudges against anybody. I have no reason whatsoever why I should want to bust up anybody. If I wanted to do anything like that, I do something like that in person, you know, but I got no reason why, there's no reason why I would do something like that, you know, and like, you know, I could see somebody doing that if they had a reason, but, hell, I know I didn't do it because I didn't have any reason to, and even if I did, I don't think I'd do it by that, no, I wouldn't do it by doing that, you know. I think of a lot better way to do it, and it wouldn't have anything to do with CB whatsoever. But I don't go around busting up
QSOs or busting up channels or chucking carriers or any of this garbage, you know? And, you know, I just take this thing, you know, for what it's worth, you know? And, you know, I just use it to talk and that's about it, you know? But, there's no reason why I'd want to do anything like this. And, well, you know, if anybody wants to think that, you know, fine, let them. Just, you know, I don't want them bothering anybody about it, and I don't want them bothering me about it, you know? Because it's just going to make a lot of people mad, and, you know, I don't feel like getting in any fights with anybody or anything like that. I mean, if it comes to that, you know, what the heck, I don't care. You know, I'll finish it, I don't care. But, I mean, I don't want to start no trouble, and I'd rather not see anything like that happen. But, I mean, you know, I just don't want, I don't want to be blamed for anything. I don't want anybody to be blamed for anything that they don't do, you know? Because that's what really gets me mad. You know what I mean?
Troy, poor Bob. Well, we know you're not the kind of guy who's picking up with you, who's talking, and you're a nice guy, you don't fool around like that. And, Lord, I have this channel, so get back on there with your girlfriend, and we'll see you tomorrow. Please, I'm so poor.
Hey, George.